Always like to spotlight those in our own backyard, writing the book, sharing their story, and certainly inspiring us, one of WGVU's missions. So that would most likely be the charge that you have over the next 10 or minutes or so. Amy Bauman with us to talk about your latest. You're an author, speaker, and more. So Amy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Amy with two M's.
Kind of unique.
A-M-M-I-E, let's just put it out there. You were that unique little girl in elementary that will never probably forget your first name, right?
That's right.
That's nice. Home is West Michigan?
Yes. I live in Hamilton, near Holland.
Well, that's nice, out and about. How do you dub your occupation at this point in your life, Amy?
I work part-time at Bauman Building in Holland. But then the other part of the time, I'm writing, speaking, and working on my ministry, For His Glory Ministry.
Nice. For His Glory Ministry. Was this an occupation you sought out?
No, this was definitely something that God gave me back in 2016 when it officially became started. This January, it became an official nonprofit, and now it's not only devotionals every day online on Facebook, but also becoming active globally and locally.
Great. Well, let's do some conversation, certainly, about you and your work and how we are to be inspired. Your latest work, Living on the Waves, Stepping Out of the Boat and Into Faith with your devotions. And looks like the book before that was In Over My Head?
Correct. That is my story. That came out in May of 2017.
And you're writing for kids, too.
Yes. I love that one. Looking for God.
Wow. Take us back to 1996.
1996, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which is a mental illness of the brain. Statistically, it reaches about 5.7 million adult Americans, 2.6% of our population. So it is real. It is out there. I battled with it for 17 years. And in 2013, God completely healed me.
What were the battles?
For me, I was a rapid cycler, so I would swing between highs and lows, sometimes on a daily basis. I would have rapid thoughts, shopped, depressed. It was challenging and very hard.
Did you seek conventional treatment?
I did. I had a friend talk with me and say, do you really think you can do this on your own? And I said no. So I went to see a psychologist. I answered a myriad of questions, all which answered yes, and I was diagnosed.
Yes, and diagnosed, but yet along that journey, if I may share, which you most likely share in your memoir, you declared bankruptcy, you had a divorce in your life, and the battle was real.
Yes, I struggled with all of those things, and God faithfully walked with me, but it was definitely a challenge finding the right medication, going through my marriage with my two children. Going through the bankruptcy, which is definitely a consequence of all of the spending, and then our marriage ending in 2007 with a divorce.
Yes. Yet you remarried in 2009.
Correct. God gave me an amazing man.
Yes. And all of this is written in the book, In Over My Head, a memoir. Were you called to write the book?
Yes, I was. I had an opportunity to go to Israel in 2016, and there I didn't hear God audibly tell me it was time, mm-hmm. but I just felt this overwhelming presence that it was time to tell my story and tell it to the world. So I came home, started writing down my story, started the online devotional on Facebook, and it has just exploded from there.
Mm, yes. You do say God completely healed you in 2013. What does this mean?
It means I went to a day of prayer with two other ladies, and we spent about 8 hours praying over every aspect of my life, from my very first memory, through my parents' divorce, through my own divorce, through all of the things that had plagued me throughout my years. And when I left there, I had actually carried in what looked like I was traveling for a year-long trip and walked out carrying my purse. I laid down all of my baggage, all of the pain, all of the suffering, all of the things that had haunted me over all of those years and walked out a free woman. And I prayed that if this was truly what happened, if God healed me, that he would give me a sign that I could go off my medication, because they tell people with mental illness, never go off your medication. And about a week later, I saw my sign, which was a shooting star. And I've been completely medication-free, no more rapid thoughts, no more rapid cycling, completely healed.
Yes. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yes. Praise God.
Discovering God's faithfulness and healing in the waters of life. Again, the tagline for your book, In Over My Head, a memoir. Let's talk about your most recent book as well.
The devotional has definitely been something I've been working on for over a year. It is kind of reaches out to those people that are struggling, that are on a journey, that are searching to have tools that can help them grow closer to God. And this is uniquely designed that each month is focused on a specific topic. So you can spend that whole month working on one thing, like, for example, working on your most authentic self, or hallelujahs in the hard times, or being thankful during this upcoming November season. And each day you'll have a chance to read something. It's bathed in scripture and prayer, and then you can write at the bottom, you know, things that you're working on or things that God has spoken to you. So the idea, though, is to take this journey throughout the next year and become your most authentic self, closer to God.
Yes. Of course, I opened to October 19th, asking me, what is my weakness?
Yes, in October, it is designed to have conversations with God. So you're kind of going to dig a little bit deeper, search things that you're going through, and have those conversations out loud with God.
Again, Amy Bauman with us, multitasking with her writing, sharing her story, again, For His Glory Ministry, your nonprofit we'll talk about in a minute. But let's talk about looking for God for kids.
So I have been taking pictures for a lot of my adult life, and this has just was kind of a gift from God. All of my pictures came together, the story, and it's pictures that I've taken all over the United States, up and abroad, and it's to reach out to kids to show them that you can look for God in all different areas of your life, but he's always close by. He's always in your heart.
He's with the buffaloes where they roam.
That's right.
Right? And, there's a little pig at the farm.
Yes. I took all of the pictures. It's all full color. It's all really beautiful, very real for kids to kind of dive right into and hopefully grab that message. And it's rhythmic, so parents will enjoy reading it to their children.
You have had the opportunity to be very global.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's where For His Glory Ministry comes in. I have about 346,000 followers.
Wow.
Globally. That's in the United States and throughout the world. And each day I start at 7 a.m. I put out a devotional, something for them to think about, and an encouragement. Mm-hmm. But that grew this year in January, where God then started the deed part of the ministry. There's the word and the deed. For example, we helped finish a church in Zambia, and we also did a small expansion in a small village in southern India. And now locally, starting in November of this year, we are going to be partnering with Bauman Building in Holland, Michigan, doing a food drive to help our local community. And there's three ways that the listeners can help. They can drop off their non-perishable food items to Bauman Building, which is 2763 120th Avenue. They can nominate a family, and they can do that by going to my email, info@amybauman.com, or they can send a check to For His Glory Ministry, and that will help buy the hams and the pies and the things that we're going to be delivering November 21st.
November is right around the corner, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Well, it's good that you are touching lives, obviously, internationally, nationally, and certainly it's nice that you're here locally.
Yes.
As well. I trust your books are available locally and beyond?
Yes, especially for your Grand Rapids listeners. You can find it at Schuler Books. It's also on Amazon and also Reader's World in Holland and The Bookman in Grand Haven.
What do you tell one who is struggling where you were back in 1996?
don't keep it to yourself. I struggled for years by myself, not letting people know. I tried to put on this persona that I was perfect and had it all together. And we need to be vulnerable with each other. We need to be able to come together as a community and share and pray for each other and lift each other up. And of course, God is able to do all things.
You working on another book?
Yes, I am. Hopefully, I'll have something out in the next year.
Yeah.
This is going to be good for now, though.
Good. Yeah. You've been busy, and thank you for sharing with us. Looking for God, a children's book, Living on the Waves, a devotional, and certainly your latest, actually your memoir that digs deep in Over My Head. All right. Amy Bauman, you have a website?
www.amiebauman.com. And again, that's AmiebauMan.com. And you can find all those things and all the information about the ministry there.
Awesome. Thanks to you.
Thanks for having me, Shelley. Appreciate
Welcome.
It.